Our Constitution is predicated on the bedrock of honest and fair elections. If there's massive voter fraud, that contradicts not only the will of God, but also the will of the founders. How are we to process the election results from last week, especially when it comes to voter integrity? Jarrett Stepman of the Heritage Foundation wrote about this post-November 8 in an article entitled Results of State Election Integrity Ballot Measures Are a Mixed Bag. This is Focal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and Jarrett Stepman joins us now. Jared, it's great to have you back on the program. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, thank you so much for having me back. It's great to be here.
All right. Well, obviously, states by states are different when it comes to elections in America. And on the one hand, that's a good thing because it would be horrible if the federal government overhauled the whole thing and basically mandated what would happen. Then I don't think conservatives would ever win an election again. But number two, we do see weird things. We saw the state of Florida really do great in the 2022 election in terms of just how the votes were counted and processed, and boom, the results came in. Arizona, are they still counting some of the ballots even like a week later? Amazing.
It is amazing. There was a hilarious Babylon Bee article saying that, well, Arizona finally figured out that Calvin Coolidge won the three electoral votes there from Arizona, finally. It's actually gotten to the point of absurdity when it comes to Arizona, where we're waiting for over a week to get election results in many states. The election is decided just a few hours after the election has been completed, and I think that is something that should be expected and demanded, especially in the United States. I mean, this idea that we have to wait on election results, even in cases where elections aren't even particularly close, you have elections that sometimes now go on for days and weeks after the election takes place, and whether there is actually malfeasance or not, it draws suspicions from people. I think very rightly, the idea that has this vote been manipulated? Is it being counted correctly? I think there are a lot of questions around that. And I think if we're concerned about election integrity and the kind of faith, I mean, this was a big campaign message from many Democrats, is that democracy is on the line. The most basic element of democracy is can a person's vote be correctly counted? Is everybody who is who they say they are being counted correctly in an election? I think those are incredibly important things to maintain the stability and the faith in our election process. And I think what we've seen from Nevada and Arizona is quite inexcusable. It doesn't mean that those things can't be improved and they can't be improved quickly, but I certainly think they need to be, certainly as in the case with Florida, where a system was badly broken in a dramatic case where they significantly improved their election system and made it what it is today.
Well, where does ballot harvesting fit? And first of all, for those not familiar with it, can you explain what ballot harvesting is? Because it seems to me it's one of those types of things that fraud can easily occur under ballot harvesting.
Yeah, ballot harvesting essentially allows sometimes it's a member of a party, sometimes it's just somebody who's engaged in elections, to effectively harvest ballots, to collect them from other voting citizens. I mean, maybe voting, well, we hope voting citizens, and turns them in large batches at polling places. Sometimes there are drop-offs, sometimes it's at an actual polling location. I think there have been a great amount of questions around this, especially when we consider that there is now, in some states, there's mass mail-in voting as it is. People don't go on the day of the election and go vote. They're submitting their ballot well ahead of time. This has become the norm, especially after 2020 and a number of states in this country. And so you, I think, have questions when a single person or a part of a campaign is collecting thousands and thousands of votes from certain neighborhoods and a kind of harvesting process and submitting them all at once. I think there are a lot of questions. Are all those people who they're collecting them from, are they who they say they are? Are these even citizens of the United States? I think there have been a lot of questions, especially in places like California, where they do have a very loose voting system in general. They've been very bad about getting people off the voter rolls who don't belong in the voter rolls. That's been a very serious problem in some states. And it brings up those questions. Some states have prohibited the use of ballot harvesting. Others have been very freewheeling with it. And honestly, I think the system itself does lead people to lose confidence in the elections. I think that the process itself does bring up doubt about elections, and I think that's why it needs to be done away with. It's why it's not a good thing. That doesn't mean that in cases where those are the rules that your party is not engaging in that. But as a general rule, as far as policy, I think it's been a very bad thing for our election process in this country.
Well, I like bananas and I like republics, but I don't like banana republics. And the idea that some would be trying to turn America into a banana republic is really, it's reprehensible.
It is reprehensible, and I think it's what's so terrible about the changes now that have happened in our system is it's making elections themselves less meaningful, especially when you have both ballot harvesting, you have a lot of early voting, which I am very strongly against, because I think you don't get a fair debate between candidates in an election. The election's already decided even before you have a debate between the people who are involved. I think that's a bad thing for voter participation in this country. I mean, at the very basic sense.
Yeah. Yeah. In fact, just real fast, why don't you comment on the Fetterman versus Oz debate? I mean, that was almost like a no-brainer in terms of who won the debate. And yet, by that time, already a few hundred thousand votes have been cast for Fetterman, and he eventually won.
That's absolutely correct. And you have to imagine that a few of those voters had actually had the chance to see or hear about that debate. That vote might have been very different. That's not to say that they would have been different, but the whole point of our whole election process is that we have a fair evaluation between candidates who will represent the people of this country. When you have early voting the way that now it's been structured, certainly in the state of Pennsylvania, where they've gone very hard in this direction, it really makes the entire process to be meaningless in many cases. I think that's a bad thing. Again, that's for those who've been squawking about the end of democracy. I think that would be a big part of it. That's the most critical part. That's the biggest element in why we have democratic elements within our federal system, is that the American people have a chance to deliberate, to decide about the people that they want to represent them, that the policies and ideas that makes these people who they are. I think that's starting to go away, where you have instead very early voting campaigns that simply trying to maximize as many early votes as possible before even the issues are even discussed or even debated between the candidates, that the election already being thrown decided before that time. I think that is a serious abridgment of what this country stands for. And it's a very new thing in American politics until a few years ago. I think these changes would have been seen as a terrible thing for the fate of the republic. But now you have many states. I mean, nearly half our states have some form of early voting, and some of it, I think, even less careful than others. So, unfortunately, many states, they don't really want to back off of this. Now that they've experimented, I think we're going to get it, especially in places like California that has, you know, some of the loosest restrictions, where you have votes coming in weeks later that have been their early votes. There's loose in how it's counted, and they don't take people off the rolls. We're seeing some very, I think, ugly elections in this country, and I think it'll only increase the amount of doubt that the American people have that our elections are truly safe and secure.
So if the left is so great and their, you know, notions are so wonderful, why is it that they often have to cheat to win? I mean, it's crazy. Your article says this, and I quote, this is related to illegal immigrants that are here. And there are many now, especially under the Biden administration. Quote, Massachusetts narrowly passed an initiative that upholds a law allowing the state to issue driver's licenses to illegal immigrants. Now, this article that I'm quoting from is all about election integrity. Are you saying or implying that maybe some of those illegal immigrants then went on to vote, or they even have the option to vote because they have that license?
Absolutely. I mean, it's very much possible. I mean, it's one of those things that's going to be very hard to track in a place like Massachusetts, and that's one of the big issues in this debate, is that a lot of the things that have loosened our elections make it very difficult to even find out if fraud has taken place. In the case of Massachusetts, which will now simply begin issuing IDs to illegal immigrants. I mean, Massachusetts in 2018 implemented an automatic voter registration law that, you know, anybody basically with a driver's license has been added to voter rolls. Now, are we sure that those who are not citizens of the United States will not be participating in American elections. That's somewhat doubtful. I mean, in Boston, there was a big initiative to include those who are non-citizens in voting roles. So there's clearly a push to do this already. But when you combine that with an open-ended election system that essentially allows, non-citizens to sneak in through the back door, so to speak, again, I mean, that undermines even the very concept of citizenship in this country. I mean, the citizenship, that's what democracy or what our republic is really about, is a commitment to your country, to not just the rights that you have as a citizen, but the duties you have as well. If we're to say that effectively non-citizens, people who are not citizens of this country, have the right to determine our elections and the laws that we make in this country, we're not really a republic at all at that point. And I think that that is a huge part of this issue, is that a lot of states, they simply don't care. They're just, if you harvest enough votes, we're not going to pay much close attention to where they come from, no questions asked. It becomes very hard to determine what is legitimate and what is illegitimate. And that only, again, while there are many states that I think have gotten better in the last few years and have made reforms to their systems, many other states simply don't care. They're simply going to go down this path and make it as open-ended as possible, which is a bad thing for the country. And I think it's a good thing for the fact that we don't have fully nationalized elections yet, where this just simply isn't the law of the land everywhere.
Ohio overwhelmingly passed Issue 2, which was an amendment to the state's constitution that disallows non-citizens from voting. That's also from your article. That's a good sign.
It's a very good sign, and we had some really sharp breakdowns state by state, and Ohio was one of those states that very much went against non-citizens voting. In fact, the voter tally there was over 77% of voters in Ohio voted with Issue 2, which I think was a very good sign. I think it's a very common sense one. I think if you ask most Americans, should non-citizens participate in our elections, I think the answer would be that. I mean, it's absurd. So it's good to see that in places like Ohio, where there was, for the most part, a bit of a red wave in a place like Ohio, there definitely was there wasn't a lot of support for having non-citizens voting. And I think that you see in other states as well, voter ID has also been generally quite popular and has passed in many cases. And it's certainly in for instance, in Nebraska in this latest election, there was also a voter ID that was something that was debated ferociously in the state legislature. When it was actually put to a vote with the citizens of the state, it proved to be quite popular. And I think that those kind of reforms, I think they are generally popular with the American people. I think that Americans want to have safe and secure elections. And oftentimes when it is put to a vote, it ultimately gets good results, like in the case of Ohio.
Okay, we have 1 minute left to talk about this. DailySignal.com. It is called The Daily Signal, but their website is DailySignal.com. So, Jared Stebbin, how about a closing thought? We've got to get our act together as Americans on this voter integrity. Otherwise, the country could be kablooey.
I agree completely. I think if you want to look to a model after this election, look at how things have changed in the state of Florida since the 2000 election. I think we've seen some incredible changes that have taken place there. Under a few Republican governors, the most recent one, Governor Ron DeSantis, doing an excellent job going through another wave of reforms of the election process there, where even a few hours after the vote came in, things had already been settled. I think you can point to those examples of effective governance in this country. And that really does need to be the message. I mean, effective governance is possible. We don't have to. This is really a choice as far as devolving into a banana republic, a third world country, or choosing election integrity and choosing having that process that works for this republic. I think this is very much a choice of being left to the American people. And it is encouraging, even though there were some discouraging happenstances in the midterm elections. I think looking to what happened in Florida and the changes that have taken place there and the positive results, I think are very encouraging in the case of many cases where states can improve themselves.
All right, Jared Stebbin, thank you so much for being with us. All the best.
Thank you very much.